Hey, this guy wants to be my assistant. Hey, is Will answering the phones?
Is he? Is somebody answering the phones right now? Oh, wait, no. The other guys.
I'm not answering the phones.
We have a phone answer?
Yeah, I got a guy.
Right now we do.
Oh,
yeah.
You do? Oh. Huh? Just a dude answering phones?
He's the same guy who was here on Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, okay. I like that dude. Brian.
Hey, what's up, Alex, man? Hey. What's going on, Rod?
Hey.
Yeah, I heard you talking about an assistant, and actually I'm driving around in L.A. right now trying to get a job, so I actually kind of owe you because I fought at Ellis Mania, but I did a really shitty job, so, you know, if you want to pay me minimal amounts of money, that's the least I could do for you.
What'd you do in Ellis Mania that was so shitty?
The Don Fry.
Which one are you in the Don Fry?
I was the Ethiopian.
You're the skinny guy in the Don Fry.
Right.
Yeah, you're a creepy guy, but you got a lot of heart. I like you. He was fucking crazy. He had that look in his eye. I was like, man, you're not even... This fight, the other guy was way fucking bigger than you. He was way thicker than you. And you were ready to rock. I think you did a great job. It was my shitty invention of the Don Fry. We've got to make it somehow how your hands can't come off. There needs to be a helmet made.
Some sort of super glue your head to the other person's face.
Both opponents need to shape their head for the fight. And then we super glue the palm of their hands under the back of their head hours before the fight. So we know that you're not going to fucking let go.
And the hours before that fight, you're just staring your opponent down.
you guys are feeding each other before. Yeah, watching a little bit of TV, feeding each other some french fries.
Maybe swearing at
passing
each other,
the shake. Oh, man, that'd be pretty funny. What about that? The next Ellis Mania, we get two guys to shave their head and they have to stay with each other for the entire day before
the fight happened. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
You really get to know your opponent
before the fight. Like, it's gonna be tough to punch him. You gotta like him, or if he got on your nerves that whole day,
yeah, it's like,
I'm gonna fucking kick this cocksucker in the face.
They might get into a fight before the fight.
Right, they fight each other in the pocket. What about they have to have a shower? What about if it's the night before? So they have to shower.
Oh, ew.
And then it's all filmed. What about a TV show where two dudes glue the back of their hand to the back of their heads and they live with each other for a week? Ellis Mania on Field TV.
That's a crazy reality show.
It is a crazy reality show. Write that down.
Okay.
I'm going to pitch that for my other show. What about if I do that? I've got no hair.
Yeah.
Who will I do it? Who's got no hair?
So the bald guy hand super glue fight.
Ooh, it's going to be a tough guy.
Yeah.
Who's a tough guy with no hair?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
Bruce Willis. Me and Bruce Willis naked fighting in a shower. That is ratings. He will die.
Probably.
I will knock him out have sex with his daughters while he's unconscious next to me.
While he's still super glued to you?
She'll be in between us.
What a horrifying thing to do to a guy.
I am horrifying. Retractors! I'm telling you, don't push me over the edge.
Yeah. Or just don't agree to get super glued to this guy.
Oh, my God, just super glued to my hand.
Yeah, because there's no way she's not going to end up, like, rubbing against him while it's
No, she'll be blue-balling him. Yeah. So, yeah, you can be... Wait a minute. Someone else wants to be my assistant. Hang on a minute. Let's see. We'll have an assistant off.
What's your name?
Brooke!
Hey.
Oh, you're a girl. That's
that's automatic.
Dude, no, take care, man.
Yeah, you're fine, Brian. Okay, Brooke, what do you do?
I'm actually getting ready to go tan and go to the gym, so.
Ooh. And we have a winner.
Excellent job interview so far.
Hey. I don't have a ding button anymore. We don't have anybody to replace the ding. I've got to go into the archives. I've got to handle this right now. Brooke, I'll tell you, look, Brooke, can you start working for me today?
Today?
Yeah.
I could do whatever you want. I mean, I'm the assistant to Mike Ness at Social Distortion.
Oh, wow. You're like a real assistant?
So you're already like a professional assistant.
Yeah, and I got huge titties and a great attitude, so.
Wow. Well, you were already hired, but yes, now you're hired again. I love Social Distortion.
Yeah,
that's weird.
New album's good.
I like that's the only song, just so everybody knows, that's in rotation, that stays in rotation when I'm on here. Every other song, all of you, all your bands, just know this, I erase you. Every time.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Put yeah, social like, D6 around.
I'm going to put you on hold, and then you can get a thing and come over here and get me a vegan burrito and show me your boobs.
Okay.
Red Dragons. Yeah. Did she Mike Ness's assistant?
She said she's Mike Ness's assistant, yeah.
Ness assistant?
Yeah, assistant.
Ooh, Mike Ness is Mike assistant.
She's the assistant.
She's Mike's assistant.
It's the zombie effect.
I always go, think, to the short, I go to the shortest line of the grocery
people
store.
Think that other people are right. And they think, well, if this line's longer, it must be a better
line
to get
into. Yeah, I always try to get the shortest line. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
nobody does that.
Yeah, that's like the stupidest thing you've ever said in your entire life.
No.
Nobody's ever tried to get into the
I always go for the guy with, like, one person.
I guarantee you, I'll bet you $100 that if you go to Target at its busiest time, that there will be an empty lane or a lane with only a couple of people in it and then a long line. Guarantee it.
Yeah, because that's the Czech Express line.
No, there's not one there. If I was wrong, then there would never be a longest line at the grocery store. They would be all even.
In my experience, they're usually close to even.
If I'm right, and we go there right now and see that, I get to kick you in the leg.
Yep.
There just becomes a longer line because it's
under
slower.
Under a Target right now in the parking deck.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you when I go in there that I'm going to go to the shortest line, and chances are it's going to end up being the longest line because I'm going to get the slowest damn cashier. But at that point, I'm not going to want to switch lines.
Yeah, nobody gets in the longest line, yeah, Will. You are wrong, and you are getting a leg kick.
I guarantee you that it's true. People go where other people are going because they believe
that
other people
are right. About when you're going through the checkpoint thing in the freeway, and if there's a line, or when you're leaving a parking lot, whoever has the least line, which one do you go to?
Yeah, you always go to the more empty looking part of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Now look, here's the deal. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to Target right now.
Yeah.
And providing that they're busy.
Yeah.
Then I'll take a picture of what lines exist. All right.
No.
I think.
Yes.
Wait.
You're wrong. You are wrong. Take all the photos you want.
I've heard of like the herd mentality thing before. Like if you go into like the middle of a park and stare up. And get, like, a couple of your friends to stare up at the same time. Eventually, other people will gather there and stare up also, because they want to know what's up there.
No, I'm looking down to keep it even!
No, but that's a case case where you're
but
just...
But that's not what... What's that got to do with it? It's got to know what he said!
If we're
in a supermarket
not
and there's
you,
a big line...
Him. No.
Most people will go over to the big line. I say that is bullshit.
When you go to a supermarket, everybody who's buying something has to get in a line. So the question is which line they're going to choose. And they're usually going to choose the shortest line.
Have you ever been in a line, like at a fast food place, and have people line up behind another guy, even though there are more than one register open?
No.
It happens all the time. I don't know why you guys haven't seen that. But
you know what's crazy is I'm starting to get a weird feeling that I might have seen that at McDonald's.
I'll rest
times.
My case on this.
I go
if
to
you
the
guys
empty
are
register.
Right, every line is even. That's all I'm saying.
Except there are other factors.
I'm doing a massive leg kick.
There are other factors that will naturally make one line longer than the other, just random factors. Yeah. Even though people aren't choosing to be in that line.
Jason, you love Wilpon Davis?
Yeah, I got to back him on this.
That's it.
Wait.
I'm not shooting him. I didn't shoot him.
Kevin, please come here, Kevin.
We're bringing in our phone screener, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin is a former McDonald's employee. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I worked at McDonald's for like 2 years, and it would happen constantly where people would all line up in the same line with multiple registers open, and we'd have to just flag them and be like, come on.
My wife just texted me and said she knows, she agrees with Will.
Oh, thank you! Thank you, Andrew, you're awesome!
People are stupid.
And your wife is always right.
Yeah, so well, now she has your, now she can pay you $100.
Awesome.
Good one, babe.
Wow, people are just stupid.
She can leg kick me.
Yeah. All right. That one's over.
Okay.
Now, I need what happened to my assistant? Now that we don't have an assistant, this guy wants to be my assistant.
Nice. There you go.
Thank you, Wilpon Davis, CEO of Faction. Brian.
Alice, mate.
Brian, where do you live?
Los Angeles.
Are you ready to assist me for a week as a trial run?
He said he's on Sunset Boulevard right now.
You're on Sunset Boulevard right now.
Yes, I am.
You want something, Raw Dog?
I'm good right
Let's
now.
Let's test him. What can we get right now?
We could get a cord for your camera. He'd have to stop here.
Yeah, it's too much money. Yeah. It's too much money. He can get that later. This could be a good job. We might pay you considerably. I could be lying.
Let's see how good he is.
Let's go with... Do you want to go get him Starbucks?
I don't want any coffee.
Do you want to do anything? You don't want to do anything?
I guess I'd take I guess I would take like some donuts. What about a donut?
Boom! Donut, black coffee!
Whoosh. Donut, black coffee.
Small black coffee and a donut for the dog.
Glazed donut.
Alright, what kind of donut does the dog like?
Glazed. Glazed donut.
Glazed like your...
donut, small black coffee.
You're on hold and you're going to give the address. There it is. That is Brian. Brian will be now assisting the Jason Ellis show. He's hired! But if the coffee comes and it's shit and it sucks, fuck him!
No cold coffee, and any donut other than glazed. Yes.
I'm glad we got an assistant. We got out of it. We handle shit fast.
Seriously, we got that out of the way fast.
What's up?
Brian, your potential assistant, is here with the coffee and donut.
Yeah, bring him in. Bring in Brian, the potential assistant.
Brian, you may enter.
Right. We know Brian. I like Brian.
Hey. What's up, Brian?
Good. I feel like I can trust Brian.
I got some.
Which is going to go a long
some
way.
Equalizer, some cream in here.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did.
Thank you very much.
It's not too much to ask. Apparently it is, though, for the rest of the world. How old are you, Brian?
29.
29.
Yes.
How's that donut?
Looks excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, you happy with it?
Yeah.
You think he picked a good one? Bought it.
He could pick the glazed donut.
He did?
Yeah.
Good.
It was the only one they had left.
Tastes like he shut a load on it or anything?
No.
All right.
I like Starbucks donuts. They're good.
All right, you're hired.
Great.
You start tomorrow.
Great.
Well, now. You've started.
Awesome.
Right. Do you really don't have a job or anything?
No, I'm waiting on my security guard card, and that's going to take another 3 weeks to come through. So I got nothing going on until that comes through.
Right. So you got nothing, and you can kill 4 hours a day?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Perfect.
Boom. I'll talk about payment after the show. I don't want to talk about payment right now, then people realize what a generous guy I am.
Yeah, they're just going to be amazed by it.
Yeah, I'm going to slap you in the face with $100 bills. Yeah, you wake up with cash all over you. Awesome. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
There it is.
Thank
Brian,
you.
Our assistant. We'll think of a great name for Brian, surely. What size T-shirt are you, Brian?
Large.
What you want to do is go over there, or ask Will if he's there. There's a box of Dethrone T-shirts. Find your size, kick yourself a goal. Grab two. Love your style.
Brian really went the extra mile on this.
What do you get? What is that? Oh, what the hell? Look, I can't be bought. Shut the door, Brian. Brian. Right.
There you go.
A lot of people don't understand that the door doesn't shut itself.
It does not shut on its own, yeah.
It's tricky stuff.